Welcome back to Culture Shift on WDET. Joining me is Professor Broman. Professor Broman is a prolific Twitch streamer with over 700,000 followers and streams Destiny, Borderlands, Escape from Tarkov. He's also the charity director for GCX, a gaming marathon that happens in early June and features streamers like Ashley Roboto, Bloody Faster, and the man himself, Dr. Lupo. Broman, welcome to Culture Shift.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you on and to talk to you. So tell us a little bit about GCX and how the charity marathon got started.
So GCX, also known as Gaming Community Expo, actually started in a bar here in Tampa. We held a meetup and about 1,000 people showed up. And we had content creators from all over the place. It was like a big Destiny meetup. The next year we decided, well, let's try and do that again and formalize the meetup. And I had the idea of including a charity streamathon marathon to attach to that. And the first year we raised $500,000 for St. Jude. It was really incredible. I took everything that I had learned from the folks that ran the GDQ events, Awesome Games Done Quick, Summer Games Done Quick, and sort of applied it to a new format that let people participate, broadcasters participate from wherever they were at. And we had 42 wonderful people that year who helped us raise that money. And we've been raising money for St. Jude ever since.
That is absolutely amazing. What kind of impact have you seen working with St. Jude?
So to date, we've raised over $18 million for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to help them further their mission. And I'd say the impact has been nothing short of incredible. Our goal when we got started was to make St. Jude one of the charities of choice for gamers everywhere. And now I think when, as you mentioned, Dr. Lupo, when people think about charity and live streaming on Twitch, they think about St. Jude because of the incredible partnerships that they've built. We've been a part of that as they've grown. But St. Jude and St. Jude Play Live kind of got started all at the same time that the GCX Charity Marathon did. And we've been enjoying supporting them ever since.
So what is working with GCX and St. Jude meant to you personally?
Well, to me personally, me and my family had suffered or have suffered a lot of medical problems when we were growing up. And as anybody who lives in the United States knows, when you have a family that has a lot of medical problems, that comes with a lot of debt and a lot of cost. So for me, finding out that St. Jude never bills anyone for any of their services. All of their services are provided to the families for free so they can focus on healing, so they can focus on their kids getting better. And all of the research that they do is also shared globally for free. About 50% of all childhood cancer treatments were founded and developed in the St. Jude Hospital. So for me, working with them, it's like a chance to give back. It's a chance to give families the opportunity to remain financially stable while going through catastrophic experiences that would bankrupt most people. You know, some of the cancer treatments are not inexpensive. So I experienced so much kind of pain and strife and suffering growing up because of the medical needs of my family, knowing that we are able to provide a place where no one is having that experience. Everyone is just getting to focus on being a kid, being a family. It means the world to me.
We're talking with Professor Broman here on Culture Shift, a prolific Twitch streamer and the charity director for GCX. Now, why do you feel like so many gamer-backed charities are so successful? You know, we've seen things like, you mentioned Games Done Quick earlier, Extra Life, Child's Play. There are so many charities that come out of the gamer space, and you see the totals that they're raising, and they're amazing. I think you had quoted earlier $17 million raised by GCX. What is it about the gamer community that makes these causes resonate and gets people to act?
I think that when you look at the live streaming space over the past decade, it started off as something that was incredibly niche, but what made it so powerful and what's helped it grow to the kind of titanic media force that it is the very intimate connection that communities build with the broadcaster. So we leveraged that our first year and every year since, because when somebody who you maybe even spend more time with than your own family, right? Like people watch streams at work. When they tell you, this is a charity that I care about, all of the other things that charities have to do to sort of earn the trust of a donor, they're not necessary, because that trust is already built. And so when you look at everything in the gaming space, when you're seeing gamers come together, I see it as the formation of this generation's giving, right? Every generation has had a style of media that has really drawn people together, whether that's a telethon, whether that was, you know, big sit down dinners, whether those were mailers. I mean, like all sorts of things have been used to fundraise. But when we look at streaming, we look at Twitch and charity right now, we are seeing the emergence of, and I guess the establishment of the new normal for communicating for charities. Charities being able to leverage already established relationships and trust and parlay them into donations is what is kind of happening in real time. And I think that's the other thing that makes the difference, is that just like if you were to look at a telethon, like the Jerry Lewis telethon, something I watched when I was growing up, you get the chance of maybe you talk to a celebrity, right? It could be very exciting. But with Twitch, you know who you're talking to. And on top of that, you can make them do wacky stuff. You know, you're not going to get celebrities on a telethon doing backflips, going into dunk tanks, eating spicy peppers, like all sorts of stuff. So the interactivity drives the novelty, and it makes the content participatory. It's very, very good stuff.
Well, you mentioned just a moment ago Twitch and how closely charity is being aligned with Twitch. Twitch just yesterday announcing a brand new feature that ties charity fundraising into the actual platform. Do you have any reactions or thoughts about this new program?
I'm very excited. It's been one of the most requested features for broadcasters, because it feels, and I understand that the back end of large websites is very complicated, but from the broadcasting perspective, something that we have been asking for a long time. Why can't I just hit a toggle on the back of my stream that says everything from today is going to go to St. Jude? And now we finally have that. So what I see, we've seen these outside organizations sort of step in as a third party to make this happen. You're thinking about Donor Drive. You're thinking about Tiltify, places like that. Now that middleman is being cut out of the equation on Twitch. All of them, or even places like Streamlabs or Stream Elements have set up charity things. But every single one of those organizations has to step in at some point and fund itself, which nobody has a problem with, right? You're helping enable people to do good. But with Twitch stepping up, and as usual with Twitch, you're going to get a whole bunch of free software development, third-party development, people who come in and make Twitch better all the time. It's that community support. Take this new tool from Twitch and turn it into something bigger and better than we've ever been able to see before from all these other charity platforms. Because when you open source charity, when you open source the ability to fundraise, like Twitch has just done, and a lot of people are calling for API access and things like that right now, so we can begin that cycle of enhancement and development inside of the community. It's a game changer. I also think that it shows that Twitch and Amazon, because Amazon owns Twitch, are very much a first mover in this space. And so I think we're going to start seeing other platforms do the same, right? Instead of needing this overly complex way of proving out on the side working with a third party, you're going to be able to go directly through the website, whether that's Twitch, whether that's Facebook Gaming, whether that's TikTok, whether that's YouTube, and the money will just go straight to the charity with less complexity. And honestly, for me, that's the name of the game. The less resistance you can put between somebody and the charity they're trying to support, the more likely you are to see support pour in for that charity. So I couldn't be more excited.
You're listening to Culture Shift on 101.9 WDET. We're speaking with Professor Broman, a Twitch streamer with over 700,000 followers, as well as the charity director for GCX. Let's talk a little bit about GCX. What does GCX have planned for the future?
For the future? Man, we have so many exciting things planned for GCX. Obviously, next year we have our event that will be at the Rose and Shingle Creek in August, and we invite everybody to come out. It's going to be another great year of being on vacation with friends and playing video games. I'm excited about that. But we're also looking to expand our fundraising efforts. You know, we've really focused around a couple of events, right? We've had the primary event, GCX. We've had the Dr. Lupo and his community so kindly supporting GCX efforts with Build Against Cancer, which happens every year in December. But myself, working along our new charity director, Samantha Lupo, we have been planning on generating fundraising events all year round. For us, we've never really had the capacity because it's been a one person show for a very long time. Now I'm happy to have help. We're finally excited to have the capacity to be fundraising year round and to be taking the GCX brand and our goal of driving community, driving fun, and being a family focused event and turning that into all sorts of new shapes and new forms. We've been talking about a GCX cruise for a while. There's nothing that anyone can book yet, but you know, that is something that we're looking at making happen in the future. And I'm very, very excited about taking the core of GCX, which is just having an excellent time together for community and remaining positive, because gaming can get a little negative every once in a while, and really focusing in on what makes it special. And that's the other people that we get to enjoy our hobby with.
Professor Broman here on Culture Shift. Before we let you go, please tell us about your channel and where folks can find you online.
You can find me online at Professor Broman everywhere. But if you want to find my website specifically, it's twitch.tv/Professor Broman. And if you want to reach out, if you're a charity listening to this and you're like, wow, this sounds really cool, please reach out to us. My company that organizes all this stuff is called Rare Drop. You can check us out at raredrop.co. Those are the places that you can go to interact with me, make things happen. And hopefully we could start some new friendships, some new relationships. We'll see what goes on.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure having you on. Professor Broman, Twitch streamer, charity director for GCX, the Gaming Community Expo. More information at GCXevent.com. Broman, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I had an excellent time.